Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're in a bit of a funk starting this one off.
That's what happens when you lose Si.
Yep.
The boss is back.
Yeah.
Boss, welcome.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, Willie Robertson.
Yeah, our professional fill-in man for my uncle.
You do look better. And so far, you haven't hit that bell, so I'm all in. You can. Never mind.
Okay. Okay, boys. Okay. All right. Hey. Hey, what you got?
Oh, okay. Well, give me another little sip of tea. Okay.
That is a pretty spot on depiction.
All you have to do now is belch and say it's not bad manners, it's good tea. That's the only thing
we're
missing.
Even pull one out,
just in the middle of somebody else's story.
Have you ever been in the, like, when Si goes to a urinal or like in a, by his, same thing. He talks you through the whole thing.
The whole process.
Okay. All right. Hey, okay. Whoop. Yep. Got going. All right. Here we're going. Okay. Let's finish her off. Come on now.
If it's a regulation toilet, it sounds like a bilge pump.
Still holding on. Come on. Okay. Almost.
Our fans are not going to like this. We're a minute and a half into this. Si's not here, and we've just already ripped his urinary tract.
Come on, man. It happens. He's an old man. He's got to wear it.
Where's he at?
Nobody knows. I know his truck was at the airport. I parked beside it.
He went to Texas with his Eagle Partners, which Si Robertson is the Goodwill Ambassador for that company. All things Eagle. So I don't know what Si's doing.
I think maybe he was hunting. Somebody told me they were going hunting with Si, but it's, you know.
Oh,
I've heard all kind of things.
Oh,
he's been out every weekend of October.
And still got like three more.
He's got stuff going on.
He's a busy man.
I wonder if he's... Hey, Willie, Si wants to know how many worlds there are, and he's going to do a sermon on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many worlds there are?
Yeah.
Do you have an opinion on how many worlds there are?
How many worlds?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Si's got, what was it, real? Imaginary?
Real, oh, he's probably talking about the spiritual world and the earthly realm. So that I would say two.
Si was up to like eight last week. Mm-hmm. So
animal world. Eight,
microscopic, imaginary.
Yeah.
His
own world. There's that one.
The one the boys live in.
Yeah, where the boys are.
I mean, I don't know. It's
all right. Well,
yeah.
I was just checking because I keep getting emails about it and I'm still a little confused.
I'm looking at his computer.
Okay.
By the way, I didn't recognize it because I'm looking at the inside of his computer.
Just like Si.
All right, so scroll down. No, I'm not interested in that. Back to the top. Is that the poster for
this podcast?
Where something?
It's there. Yeah.
Well, what's missing?
You,
Johnny D?
Yeah.
Not enough room.
Well, I know I'm missing because I'm rarely here. But
this is their podcast. I just sit here.
You're the moderator.
Look, I'm not the moderator.
What are you?
Fact checker.
I just sit here.
You're a guy who's there every
week.
Fact
checker.
So, like on American Idol, you know, it'd be like.
He's the
not
bear.
Not having Luke Bryan in the... Oh, he's the bear.
He's the bear.
There you go.
What's the bear?
You don't know what the bear is?
On American
Polar
Idol?
Bear!
Hey, this guy,
No.
Pro
you,
only. He
oh, yeah. You
Saturdays,
don't,
he's like,
you don't dabble in eating, college football.
No, he's eating tricks with the kids out there watching cartoons or playing video games.
Oh, is it a college game day thing?
Yeah.
I don't watch college game day.
Yeah, I mean, true. we've got Corso.
Your boss has been on college game day.
I was standing right behind you when you did that.
And you were standing beside
the bear.
Yeah, he's the odd person in the back who's on the computer all the time.
He picks three games
that's
a week
it.
That you probably could care
oh,
less
that guy.
About.
Yeah, like
you're the
guy.
Bear.
Yeah, that's me.
You're the bear.
I'm fine being that guy. That's a good spot.
Because Si is Corso.
Mm-hmm. So, crazy old man.
Yeah. There's no doubt Si is Corso.
Corso, he's getting old.
Yeah, it's sad to see because, like, I know. He's not as sharp as he used to be, but he was. Corso, we're going to miss you when you go on, Lee. That's
he's
for sure.
86.
But, yeah, I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Yeah. Guy, to give it a way that you would know, Johnny D's the guy in the garage at the NASCAR race.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got the two or three guys up in the booth, and then you got the boy down there on the track.
Reporter.
Right. Okay. So, Si.
I'm Aaron Andrews.
He said, okay.
But in NASCAR, Si's the driver. That's what's odd about your analogy.
Yeah. That is. Weird. That is
He's
true.
The driver.
Mm. Yeah.
Joe Biden's
Johnny
D is
the gas man.
You don't have to turn NASCARs off to fill them up, which is why we need to know that, too, from our fans. You're supposed to turn your car off when you pump gas.
Static electricity, yeah.
Did they do it in NASCAR?
No. You refuse it.
Got rubber tires on the ground.
I live my life by NASCAR.
They're grounded.
Whatever they do, I do.
Live your life.
Works for them. They made a lot of money, and they drive fast, and they just...
I've filled up Willie's truck before, and he won't turn it off. And I'm like, you're supposed to turn it off? He goes, no, they don't turn off NASCARs.
Are you still here? So,
how do you feel about...
Have we ever exploded?
So how do you feel about gas cans? Do you go over the bed of the truck to fill them up, or are you a guy that sits them on the ground? Where are you?
Oh, like,
No. Willie's the kind of guy that drives his lawnmower.
Is that a bad thing? I do it in the bed. Yeah, why would I?
I do it in the bed, too. I just go to the tailgate. Makes life easier on me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lift it back up after it's full.
It says to put it on the floor, sir.
Is that what it says?
It does say put it on the ground. Yeah.
Well, like I'm living my life by gas station rules. I mean, that don't make my rules. How about I figure out how to get the gas in here?
Yeah.
And you take the money and, like,
let's just move on.
But, yeah. I don't see anybody out there. You know,
there's no one enforcing.
I don't see TSA out there making sure we're doing it properly.
Do you know we had one gas station in town that still pumps it for you? Did. When I was in high school, I went on a date, which that was a long time ago. I went on a date with a girl, and she's like, I got a gas. And but I got to go there. And I was like, why? Because she didn't know how to pump it. She didn't know how to pump gas. So she went to, and I was like, there's red flags everywhere here.
Yeah.
But it was the only date. And then we went to a place, and there was, like, a guy who pumped the gas, like it was 1972 or something.
Was that in Monroe?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
On Forsyth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I know the place.
Have you been there?
No, I mean, I'm okay with pumping my own gas.
Yeah.
Because I do it how I want to do it.
Is it the one where Starbucks is now?
No, it's a little bit about Dax.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
It looks old.
Yeah, it's old-timey.
It's old-timey.
They ought to bring that back.
Pumping
if somebody stood there and pumped your gas, no, just like regular volunteers should do it for tips. My wife would drop a 20 spot on somebody.
She ain't got to have gas pumps. She plug in the wall.
That's
now.
Why she bought the vehicle, because literally she couldn't figure it. Like, she didn't want to get out of the car and pump the gas.
So she'd rather stop in Alexandria and plug into the wall.
Well, she'd do that or like she would strategically wait until I got in the car and be empty, so I'd have to pump the gas.
Oh, that's good to know.
My wife doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's universal.
Is it?
Waiting. She's like, oh, can you take the kids to this? And I get in, and there's 30 miles to empty.
Yeah.
That's a normal thing.
But that's not a bad idea. We could go.
You're starting to think of moonlighting?
Over there and put your little tip jar out. Hey, I'll pump
well, the
your
guys
gas.
That are, yeah, they're asking for money. I'm just going to tell them, like, hey, go to the gas station. When people pull up, say, hey, I'll pump your gas.
Heck,
give me a tip. If you don't want to give me a tip, give me nothing.
Problem is, you still got to get out and pay. So at
that point, you roll your window down.
Are you going to hand that guy your card?
No.
The guy that was out there begging for money? Yeah, hey, run this. Here's my address.
Yeah.
Here's my PIN number.
You still have to stick the card in.
Yeah, you got to get out.
For the gas.
Yeah.
But then you can get in your car.
I hate pumping gas.
Is it extra points if they wash your windshield?
You can automatically lock it. I don't know what the deal is.
It just takes forever to pump gas. And gas is super expensive, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Good thing you've got a real fuel-efficient vehicle.
Yeah. You drive an 18-wheeler out there with a 12-gallon tank on it.
It costs $4 just to crank it.
Hey.
That's why I sold it.
Yeah, I will say, it had a little thing. The average fuel economy has gone up under my ownership from yours.
Has it?
Yeah, you were like 12 miles a gallon. I get 13.
Well, he only put 150 miles on it. He didn't even get it to break-in status.
I don't even remember driving that truck.
There was a point where Willie had a different truck every 4 months.
It's got a lot of problems.
You know.
Oh, wow, those days are over.
Yeah.
Now he's in his secret car. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows that's him in that.
Nobody.
Although, I'll say
in that white Ford F-150.
Not one of those.
You sound like me now.
If you see one of those, you'll know it's me. Yeah.
No, Willie's new car, which will not be named. There's
you
like,
said car.
Well,
that's a clue.
But it's not right. Well, now they know that's not right.
Oh, here we go.
There's a bunch of those in town now.
What are,
now
what?
I used to see you and I'd be like,
I got
hey,
that
look,
new Bronco. That's what I'm driving.
That's not true.
You seen it? We'll why would you it. Say that's not like I'm trying to
he's trying to camouflage
and
himself and you're just over here. Why don't you just
the
tell
bear?
Him?
The I mean, bear's like, no, I just did research. No. I got a photo of him right outside the office.
Give
I
him
just
his VIN number next. Well, look, we got some other stuff to get into. Let's take our first break. We'll be back.
All right, we'll be back. We'll see you on the other side.
Boss, I think you're here, obviously filling in for Si, but we have some more news we need to share with
breaking
the folks.
News.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Who wants to break it?
I don't want to break it.
Well, why not? You broke it. You broke it when you walked out. I said it. You quit. He's a quitter.
He gone.
John David has quit the chat.
Okay, quit.
Y'all need to be way more specific with this quitting thing.
I'm not a quitter, but I have retired.
Johnny D has moved on from being my assistant.
I thought you were going to get choked up there for a second.
No.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. No. I'm okay, man. I'm okay. Now you, we'll see whether how you do, but so he is Johnny D is moving on to greener pastures, and I didn't want y'all to think that he's quitting the podcast because he's still.
Oh yeah, I get to still.
So
do
he's
that.
Still part of the podcast. You're still allowed a certain amount of time here at Duck Commander Corporate.
They're not changing the.
We didn't pack you up, and make you put your stuff in a box.
I'm like, not taking your key fob. How about that?
I don't have a key fob.
I don't have a key fob either. So it takes me an hour to get in this.
I do know the door code.
Well, we got to be able to prepare ourselves for when you show up. Everybody's got to.
I know.
So Johnny D has moved on. He is going to be a. Why don't you just tell us?
I'm going to go sell fishing bait for a living. It's time.
What's your title?
I don't know.
Are you a buyer?
I literally have no idea.
Are you a buyer?
I couldn't buy stuff. I bought stuff today. Today,
you want to tell where it's at?
I'm going to work at the Honey Hole Tackle Shop here in West Monroe, Louisiana.
There you go. Son.
Yay!
So you're going from one family business to your family business.
I'm going, look.
Which is what I did.
I'm nervous about what I'm about to say.
So you're.
He's nervous about.
I just don't want to get emotional.
I said I'd be fine.
I know
you already. We've already had this conversation.
This is the worst. So, yes, I consider.
Oh boy.
Okay, where's he at?
Anyways,
so
I quit.
To say goodbye.
I'm out. And
to yesterday.
Do your own stuff. No, it's been. Heck of a ride for sure.
You're gonna start crying.
I'm not gonna cry.
Yes,
I'm not gonna cry. I'm just letting me get it out of my mouth. But I do think I work for my family business, which is Duck Commander, because it will always be my family. And now I'm going to work for another family business, which is also my family business.
That's what I did.
Yeah, and you know, the past, how I've worked here for almost.
You used to work for the Honey Hole?
10 years. I did.
10 years?
So I almost made it 10 years. I was your assistant for 8.5 years.
Really? That long?
Yeah.
Crap.
I know. It was time.
It's
good.
A decade, JD.
Oh, cramp.
Oh, boy.
What in the
world? Oh, boy.
Goblin done got emotional,
got
too.
Goblin.
Johnny D's telling his story.
I'm not emotional now. I'm good now.
Johnny D telling his story, and Goblin catches a cramp. Goblin,
that ice cream finally made it to the lower extremities.
Ooh.
He got a thigh freeze.
Yeah, he got a thigh freeze.
That was rough.
God, you should add a little stretching in there to the daily routine.
Woo, I might.
So Johnny D is out anyway, after eight and a half years.
And the Johnny best D, 8.5 years ever. I mean, what
it,
a run.
It was fun. It was an epic run.
He went through 8.5 assistants before he found you.
Yep. I showed up.
So, I mean, that was a lot of the Dynasty reign was.
No, I was your assistant from like season two, when season two was airing on.
Yeah.
So 2013?
I mean, how crazy was it? Like in the height of craziness, crazy was it?
I explained to one person, I said, one weekend in 3 days, I was with Willie and he spoke in Nashville and then in Florida and then Missouri and then in Texas. In 3 days. And that, I mean, we did that for a year.
The Quattro speaking.
El Quattro.
Yeah.
Sounds like
and
a
then he failed Monday.
Weekend.
Like, we were back to, so, yeah, for the first, like, year, it was, I came to work Monday.
And we were filming. I mean, and I was filming the show, like, at the same time. It was
and then on
chaotic.
Friday afternoons, it was like, where are you going? Somewhere. And me and Willie would head to something.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday.
From Thayer, Missouri to Sacramento, California. We've been all over together.
Every Friday, we were all at the airport going opposite somewhere. Directions. We were all like, all right, where are you going? Gone.
I know. I thought about that when Si's truck was at the airport the other day, and I was flying out, too. And I said,
Like old days.
Yeah. Well, I want to go through, I don't know what your segments are, but I do want to go through some of the highlights and lowlights.
Okay,
of Johnny D's.
I was going to make sure we got lowlights.
Can we just talk about fishing
well,
bait
I mean,
and fishing
here's,
tackle
before
and
we get into
and shiners
before we get into highlights and lowlights, I will say that for you to stay working as this man's assistant for 8.5 years is incredible.
Because
position had a lot of turnover at the beginning. I was there for like 2.5 weeks.
I forgot about that.
Like 2.5 weeks before I ended up calling Walmart.
I forgot about that.
Well, that's because I asked you, like, hey, you want me to book that flight? No, I already did it. You want me to? No, I already did it. Okay, so you didn't need – you liked the idea of an assistant.
I told you I could book Tigger. I told you I used to book all my own stuff.
We'll see.
At that time, he liked the idea of an assistant. He just didn't need one. So it was like, hey, I got this guy. But really, all I did was jumped in the truck and went – this is when he drove places – but we, you know, like driving to Vegas, but that's another story. We'll go through that.
I'm never going to do that.
But no, mind. All I did was basically his caddy from November to January. I just rode in a truck with him various
that
locations.
That was hunting season.
We were just gone.
I told that story. I was just at that. I was hunting this weekend. The story of the deer running straight at us. When I shot it, we pushed it, and the camera just goes completely to the sky. It comes back down. There's no deer. And I'm like, Martin, what happened? He goes, man, that gun scared me to death.
Well, and I wasn't expecting him to shoot because, to me, the deer's running dead at me. Well, he's over here like 20. But you were like 20 yards on the – so you had an angle at him anyway. The deer's just got me centered up. So I'm thinking, well, he ain't going to shoot. Boy, was I wrong.
Boom.
Boy,
well,
howdy.
I figured
was
when
I
he's
wrong.
About 50 yards away, I better go ahead and start shooting.
Oh, I don't disagree. It was just, it was my first time with a camera in my hand. The fact that I had him in focus was a miracle.
It would have been like, the most epic thing ever if we'd pulled that off.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. But yeah, that was my assistanthood, was just riding places.
Mine was a lot of riding places.
And hunting out of a truck when it was like 2 degrees. We couldn't get out of the truck up there in Kansas.
Cold. Oh, yeah.
So cold.
Remember that. Golly.
I didn't do the hunting thing, though.
I mean, it's like 30. Much of it. It was like 36 inside the truck with the heater running. That's how
cold
it
was. Did you ever make any hunts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't out there with you hunting. Like, Jordan was normally with you. I was normally just back at the camp or something.
Ordering dinner.
Yeah.
Making sure dinner was taken care of.
Doing the fun stuff.
I got you on your first deer.
Yeah. Oh, I got a
first buck.
First shooter buck.
How many swings did that take?
More than one. That's all you need to know.
I get three strikes.
Sir, I'm a fisherman.
Johnny
D. It's official.
Johnny D. swung his way out of that slump. Just keep swinging. So.
That one year I duck hunted every day for.
You did.
Like, I went by myself a couple of times just to grind. I was like, I'm going to be, like, filling them and just grind it on out.
Well, that didn't last long.
I got off that. I like duck hunting, but I.
Now he only goes when I say, hey, you want to go tomorrow?
That means there's a reason he's asking.
Thank you.
And so I always say yes to that. But, no, it's been awesome. And the time is right. My parents have created something really awesome over there. It's, like, 5 minutes from here. and I'm excited about it. And, you know, they're kind of looking at what's next, and we need a couple years to figure out what's next with all that.
Awesome.
And, you know, so if you need me, people out there, I can help you still get to Willie, because it's not like I'm going to go away anywhere. But
well, look, congratulations.
I'll be selling crankbaits.
Congratulations on 8.5 years of that. 10 total here at Duck Commander. Yep. Let's take a break, and we'll get
into that.
We'll get into the highlights of Johnny D first.
Come on Wednesday.
So highlights.
Highlights of Johnny D, baby. Tell us, Johnny D, what was the coolest thing you got to do with me?
The coolest thing?
Oh, I'm interested in this answer.
I know this.
I know what it should be.
Oh, so there was a time whenever Willie was a very, very big deal. In my opinion, he still is. And they looked at us and said, y'all need to go sit up top where you belong. And Willie was like, nah. And we stood on the sideline of Sean Payton's first game back. This is 2013 or 14. And we're like, Drew Brees is yelling at Sean Payton, and I'm in between them. Like, that's how close we were.
Well, just a little better setup of that. So they said you can be on the sidelines before the game, but the NFL says you can't be here when this game starts. So we're like, okay. So we're standing there. The ball is kicked off.
And I'm like,
I'm not going to, you know, somebody's going to have to tell me to leave. And I turn around, I see who I think is the NFL guy, and he just kind of, because Jimmy Buffett was standing right there, like, with Jimmy Buffett standing here, you know? And so we stood there the whole game. It was so awesome.
It was me, Willie, and Jimmy Buffett. And I kid you not, Drew Brees runs over and screams, we have to run a screen here. I text my friends, screen pass coming. The next play, they get the text, screen pass, touchdown.
And then
I'm on TV, and it looks like I'm like an assistant coach with a giant
beard.
Yeah, it
did. It looked awesome because it was like, we're right there.
It was.
How did we even pull that off?
I don't know. We did a lot of work.
I knew that because, I mean, this guy was like crazy. I mean, he's a diehard Saints fan. Until this year, he kind of got off. He said they were going to be terrible this year.
That's not true. I watched last
night. Yeah, now he's just kind of, but back then, this guy was just like,
but they're not very good this year.
Their defense is outstanding.
DeMario Davis is incredible. He is really good.
They're 4-2.
Yeah,
they're going to make the playoffs.
Was that a little show? They're going to make them. They're going to be like, hey, I think they'll be a 3 seed.
We'll see what happens when Michael Thomas comes.
3 or 4 seed. That's my prediction.
Well, they got to beat the Bucks.
You want to bet? Let's bet. I'm always taking.
You think they'll win the division?
That's what they got to have to be a 3 seed. They got to beat Tom Brady twice.
Yeah, they've never done that before, have they?
Not with Jameis Winston. They haven't.
Okay. Well, let's stop. I don't.
What do you think?
Well, we're going down a road. I don't want to.
Wait, this is not Johnny D's highlight. Now we're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
But we just went down a weird place.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, so that was cool. I've met two presidents.
I was going with the president.
The Saints. You should have seen this guy.
That one was like the first time I've ever did anything for Willie, and I'm like, okay, it's official. I have the coolest job in the world. I should quit it in 8 years to go sell
crickets. We're in the locker room. Like, we've sat in the locker room. Like, everybody's in towels. I look around. Johnny D's in a towel. I don't even know how that happened.
I had a jersey on at one point, and I was like, I'm big enough if they don't notice.
We saw stuff we shouldn't even have seen. Like, we were in meetings with football players. It was crazy.
That one happened. So Donald Trump has announced he's running for president, and we're at SHOT Show in Vegas, and Donald Trump's there to let everybody know he's, you know, pro Second Amendment. And so he was there to talk to outdoorsmen and whatnot. And there's like this secret meeting somewhere up in a hotel. And all of a sudden I'm in a hallway walking behind Willie, and there's people in suits that don't smile. And I'm like, good day, sir. Please don't hurt me. And I'm like, this is wild. Well, I happen to have a certain red hat. And I'm like, if I'm going to meet this dude, I'm going to wear this hat. Like, that's got to happen. And so we get in this room. Donald Trump's talking to all these people. I'm assuming all of them made substantial amount of more money than me. Like, it seemed like a very important room.
That's accurate.
I did not belong in.
That checks out.
And I can go ahead and say, too, I've been in a lot of those rooms where I'm like, how did I end up in this room?
But what did Mr. Trump say to you? And this is Donald, this is a good line here.
Donald Trump looks across the room. I've got my beard at the time is just massive. He's but I'm wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And he goes, this guy right here. I like this guy. And I was like, he points at me and he goes, hey, you, come here. Let's take a picture. And Willie took the worst photograph of all. There's like a shadow.
I'm not a picture taker, dude.
And so
he's on the other side of the phone.
Yeah.
So we hung out. Actually, I was introducing him that night.
Yeah.
That's why we were. I was going to introduce him to the outdoor.
Yeah.
Outdoor people. And so we were just literally hanging out.
We hung out.
And it was epic. There were some funny, funny stories.
He talked to Willie, and I just sat there like this.
I'm also reminded of a picture of you and John Daly. That was a good one.
Me and John Daly hung out once. That was a classic.
Oh, wow.
Talk about two guys that let themselves go. You and John Daly. So
yeah. We spent a month there that night.
We played golf together.
I forgot about the John Daly.
I have the two Johnny
D's. That's what I kept saying. Two slobby Johnny D's.
So I did.
Burning heater.
That picture's fantastic.
Easy. Easy. There's children listening. It was worth it. Anyway, so I had a rule, though, as Willie's assistant. I'm not asking any person I meet for a picture unless it's worth getting in trouble. And there's some people who I'm like, well, he can suck it. I'm going to ask, like, if you were president of the United States of America and leader of the free world, I'm going to ask. Yeah. If your name is Drew Brees, I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
And there's not much. John Daly, I was going to ask because that one was funny. But so I, like, made it count.
Yeah.
And I do have a collection of probably the greatest selfies. Like, I'm talking.
They're solid.
There's a couple of them.
Some solid selfies.
There's one that has.
Got a couple of creepy
ones. Should I tell about
the
one?
Yeah, the ultimate one.
The ultimate. Yeah. The ultimate selfie.
Just ultimate because of the collection of people that were there.
The greatest selfie ever taken was taken by me.
Taken. It don't matter. You're selling crickets now, son.
It features Willie Robertson.
Took and talk.
Larry the Cable Guy.
That's not unusual.
Not unusual yet. Alfonso Ribeiro.
All right. Getting stranger.
Carlton is that guy. The guy from the Allstate commercials.
What's his name?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember. I know which one you're talking about.
Deep voice Allstate guy.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, now we're getting wild.
Now I'm some lady. We don't know who she is.
Ross, the catcher for the Cubs.
David Ross.
David Ross, the catcher for the Cubs. And, of course, Bill Clinton.
And
president
Bill Clinton was
of
in
the
there,
United
too.
States of America.
Just one random group of people hanging out.
Sounds like a good night in Tahoe to me.
I was looking and I said, yep, this has got to happen. And I said, hey, everybody, get a quick pick for Willie. And I just kind of poked my head into it.
It's like that random picture I have of me, the late Colin Powell, Michael Phelps, and Mike Tyson.
That's a group.
Baltimore?
There you go.
That's a good one right there.
And you still have your ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All cool people.
I'm trying to find that picture.
Okay, so those are that we trust you.
So your highlight. Your highlight of your assistant.
That was the trip I got to be your caddy, and that was just a good time.
Yeah, we're good.
How much time? We got to get to the low.
The next 10 minutes will be dedicated to low lights. That's why I'm saying give us your best highlight, and then we'll go to the low lights.
I was there as well. Highlights are one of the things I enjoyed was so we would get back to the room. I would go to bed, and then I couldn't wait till the next morning to hear. There was a whole nother life going on. There was what happened later. With Johnny D.
Yeah.
Like where he went, he would go to other town. He would like
explore
vacation that night. Like, and I'd be like, he'd be like, oh man, God. So then, me and Lenny, a guy I met, so we went and climbed up this and rode the subway down. I'm like, what? How did you do all this?
I had to get my steps in.
It was a yeah.
No, but Willie is a he likes a hotel room, and I hate a hotel room. I don't want to be there. And so sometimes we'll be like, all right, man, I'll see you in the morning. I'm like, 7
well,
o'clock.
Well, but you, why did I
well,
like
and,
hotel rooms?
You know, at the top of the Empire State Building, where I went by myself one time, you probably would have had to take pictures with random people and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it, like, it's like it wasn't as fun. I mean, because you had to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you end up just hanging out.
But, yeah, one night I was like, he was in the hotel room. We ate dinner together. I said, all right, man, I'll see you in the morning. And I just started walking around New York City trying to find what I and I was like, ooh, Empire State Building. I'll go to the top.
There you go.
After I returned a man's suit to his apartment because they got.
But all my highlights would be so unusual. They'd be just little stuff that I would just think was hilarious that he would. All my highlights seem to be the things that I want to say or the lowlights, but it's because they made me laugh so hard. Like when you smelled so bad on the plane that I couldn't take
that's
it
a good one.
Anymore. And I'm like, you. I mean,
look, and before you people get like. Willie's mean for talking. Okay. It was disgusting. Something happened.
We couldn't breathe. But it wasn't something that was passed. It was stuck to, like, it was him.
And we still don't know.
Like
this
the day. Seinfeld. The,
yeah. The, I mean, those kind of times, I would just get so tickled and laugh, which we probably can't. I can't. I mean, I'm just trying to think of the.
We got some.
I'll tell you the best highlight. I just told the story. Okay. So,
I don't even know where this is going.
Yeah, you'll know as soon as I start telling it. So. We are in this really important meeting in my office or in a conference room. There you go. Now, and so
this is a good one.
Corey's in there, and Corey's all business, and she does not like it when we goof off, which was all the time. And so I'm sitting there. Johnny D is sitting by my desk, and it's the desk that
it was on Duck
elevate.
Dynasty.
Yeah, it was on Duck Dynasty.
The camouflage desk. Seen every-
So it goes all the way up so you can stand and work.
It's the standing desk. It goes up and
spoiler,
down.
Spoiler, I never tried it. But Johnny D texted me and said, I'm fixing to raise this desk every 30 seconds an inch, and I want to see if anybody in the meeting notices it. And so then I just immediately smiled, and I went, oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to handle this. And so we're sitting there, and the guy's like, so anyway, we're thinking in the third quarter, and you hear... It was just a slight, and we start laughing so hard. Corey has no idea what we're laughing at, but I'm trying to hide it. I'm like, and then remember I said, I think I need to lay down for the meeting. So I laid on the couch while they're still meeting.
They're at the conference table.
And by the end of the meeting, he has the desk above his face, and no one said a word during the whole meeting.
I would just press it and it go. And Willie's shaking
it was
laughing.
Just barely going. Oh. And every time I heard it, I would start laughing again even harder.
Well, that's
what I did for a living.
There's
for
your highlights years. For 10 years, folks. We're going to take a break, and we're going to get in them low lights when we get back. This is interesting. Low lights. All right.
Low lights,
boss. You spent more time with him than anybody.
The day I retired is the only low light.
He knows the exact stories.
I know a couple.
No, you know them too. He's told them to every person we've ever run across.
We haven't told them on the podcast.
Yeah, for
everybody's good.
What's the difference between a hotel and a motel?
Well, there's one in Phoenix that I'll never forget.
That story is classically called the Let Me Book You Close to the Airport.
Look.
And why, you ask? Because I don't know why we would want to be booked close to the airport. We're taking a car anyway, so who cares how close we are?
There's parts of this story you don't even know. So I go to book Willie.
I know the parts that were.
Yeah,
that mattered.
Very poorly decided.
No, here's what's funny. This is the day I learned out. 5-star reviews do not mean 5-star hotels.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, this is a great hotel. And it's very close to the airport.
Hotel or motel?
Don't worry about that.
Where's the door?
It had windows that faced the parking lot. And you could walk right on into it. So
it was a nice motel, though. It was the night. I will say this, and I say this without a shadow of a doubt, and I will die on this. That was the nicest motel I've ever been to.
Yeah. Yeah, what's funny was the host group was paying for it, so you can stay wherever you want to. Phoenix is a big city, you know, with a lot of cool stuff, food, stuff like that.
We did meet so Dan Johnny, Marley. Hold on. So Johnny D. Dan Marley was there.
There you go. So Johnny D, he kind of knew the rule. I typically rarely eat before I speak. We had a big speaking thing. Mm-hmm. We get back to the hotel. Well, the main thing then is you want to eat dinner, which for me is always late. And when you're doing that, so you need to have some food. And
they didn't have food.
Man, so we got back and
there's no restaurant.
No restaurant.
No room service.
No room service. No tater chips in the machine. You know,
motel room service is not.
It's
even
called Domino's.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we ate.
Which is what we ate.
So we ate in my room. I don't know why we were in my room. And there was another guy there with us.
I thought he was locked out.
Yeah. No, we ate.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's, that's what happened. It got so late.
We're not even there yet.
So it's like midnight.
We're in the other guy's room.
Yeah.
So me and Willie leave. Willie gets to his door. Key's not working.
The battery has gone out. In the little reader, the chip card reader.
So no keys working. Ooh, Willie's laptop, which is hilarious.
My laptop, yeah.
Well, because you stopped using one when you started to trust me.
Yeah.
Willie's laptop's in there. He's like, no, we need to get that. I said, Willie, go to bed. I'll figure out how to get in this room. Here's my room. So I got a picture of that, too. I got to send that. So
I'm going to send it. The story funny because so Johnny D's like, let me go fix this real quick. And they're like, oh, you got to wait for the repair guy. He'll be here in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and we're on a 6 o'clock flight. We don't have the morning. Well, they're like, we have no solutions to your problem,
and
sir.
I said, well, the solution's going to be I'm about to just break that window, and I'll crawl through and get the stuff, and then we'll pay for the window. And they're like, hold on. No, we'll text him. I'm like, he's asleep. Well, finally, the dude shows up. It's probably 12:30. And the solution they have come up with is to tape a bunch of coat hangers together, go under the door with that, and try and pull down the handle on the other side. I watched this man try to do that till 2:30 in the morning.
Now he thinks we're just fishing.
And he did it.
And he did it.
He did it.
And the door opens up, and I run in, get all the stuff, and they're like, do you want to stay in this room or not? I was like, get me out of this room forever. And we got the stuff, and I got like an hour of sleep, and we headed, I don't know where we went next.
But the great thing was we were close to the airport,
so
which was the main
thing.
So
you didn't have to get up to him.
Yeah, you maximize the sleep.
See, I thought that was a good idea at the time.
Okay.
A better idea would have been just booking the flight later.
So there's a low light. What else we got?
Well, the other one of my favorites. Let me think here. Okay, I'll go to this one.
It's not that bad, though, right?
Oh, this was actually all on the same trip. So it was we did an award show. It's when I was twerking with Carrie Underwood on the stage.
That's
show.
A different trip. 100%. I'll go back.
Same trip.
Different trip.
Doesn't matter.
So do the award show. I go back, and I'm that's my wife.
That sounds like a busy scene.
That's my wife. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, we're doing a podcast right now. You're live.
Well, all right. I guess you're not going to be on this call with me. That's at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I'll jump on as soon as I get off this thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Thanks
well,
for sharing.
Don't be too hard on them.
Really nice.
Oh, my
Johnny
goodness.
D's crying.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's normal. All right. Call you later.
Bye, Corey.
Different
trip, by the way.
So I go, we're supposed to get up early, go to flight at the airport.
Very early.
And so I'm down there. Johnny D does his little, hey, I'm going to go live life, you know, my next life after this. So so I get down there. I start calling Johnny D. I'm in the lobby, like.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
There's no car service. I'm like waiting. Like I'm supposed to get a ride. Johnny D called. After about 12 calls, I'm like, yep, he gone. So there's a couple getting into a car, and I said, excuse me, are you going to the airport? And they were like, yeah. I said, is there any way I could like jump in the front seat with y'all and like just ride? And they look at me really strangely. I said, I'll kick in some money. You know, they're like, I guess it's okay. And so we get in this car and we start going. The funny thing about that was I said, what'd you guys do last night? She said, went to the award show. And I said, oh, yeah. Did you see the first thing? And she was like, yeah, it was awesome. I said, yeah, that was me up there. And they were like, was it? And they totally didn't even, like, I was like, how do you miss that? Like, I was on the stage. Like, I was the one dancing.
With a very defined look.
So, exactly. So, we're going, like, 70 miles an hour to the Nashville airport, and the car just literally goes dead. And he goes, and the driver goes, oh, boy, it did it again. Which, that was the problem I had. It did it again. This guy drives a car for a living.
Ties on the interstate.
I mean, I'm talking, I was mortified. Like, he just, because it's not steering. He has to get over the side. Couples, like, cussing. I mean, they're losing their brain. Like, we almost died together. We didn't even know each other. And so finally he goes, oh, there she goes. Let's get her back. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. So all this time, Johnny D's just like, he's going to stay there. And I'm flying to Vegas. Yeah.
We were in Phoenix at the other one.
I'm saying all these debacles happened on the same trip. So then I get to the deal. We are flying southwest. I say we, now me.
And the only time we ever flew Southwest.
I'm not anti-Southwest. I'm just like, I've never flown Southwest. I don't know how that thing works. I really just tell me the seat to get in, and that's like.
And I'll go find it. Yeah. It's cool.
Actually, the pilot let me. He said, Willie, do you want to come on the plane? So I was the only one on there. So I sit in the front seat. Had two ladies sit beside me. Very friendly. Wanted to talk the whole way to Vegas. It's and then I. So everybody's loading up. It's about finished. And I look. Here's J.D. hitting on the outside of the plane as he's getting on, dancing. And I wouldn't remember this. I'm sure you would. He goes, I made it. I'm like I was like, oh, John Dave, we're so glad you made it to do your job. You know, like you missed the car, almost had a wreck. But he made it, and so I was not happy.
A better version of the story.
I know that's the same trip because we flew out Southwest. We fly back private. That's what I'm saying.
That's not the same as the motel.
It's not the same motel. I'm saying there's two. You did that. You almost didn't make this flight. We make the flight. No problem. We're coming back private. We have to fly back to do another thing. Debacle number two on the same. That's all the same.
Are you talking about debacle number two?
I'm going to the next debacle.
Is this where he was very shellfish?
I have to rent a private plane. I have to get back to this thing.
I can prove that those are different trips.
And so we get out. So now here's the deal.
It makes you look better if this is all one where you didn't know what you were doing. The fact that you do these separate instances is not good.
I know we flew out for $75 for Southwest ticket, and I know we flew back for...
That was
so much more than that. It's insane. But I had to get back. This is when Luke Bryan and I were singing for the Christmas special at the Bridgestone. And there was like ABC was filming. You got to be back. So we're on this. Now, here's the deal. If you haven't gotten a private plane, here's the deal. On this kind of deals, you pay this one large sum of like
a lot,
somebody's salary, you know. Yeah. And then, and here's what you get. You get a ride, you get water and some other drink. We also provide a meal, and like you name it. So Johnny comes to me. What's the meal? Lobster. How many? Tons of them. Like put them all on there. So we got all the lobster. We're like, oh, this is gonna be awesome.
Stupid lobster.
So then we go. So before we're coming back, we go to Tao with some group, and we're just doing one quick thing at a restaurant.
No, they invite us to dinner.
They pick the menu, so you don't get this like, oh, we're pre-selected.
Going to like one of the nicest
pre-selection's never as good.
No, you get like the chef selection.
Yeah, we got fried rice. There's a couple
TSO
grilled shrimp. And So Johnny D's just wolfing this stuff down. I'm looking out. I'm like, nah, I'm good, you know. And
we got lobster.
Because I look at Johnny D, I said,
I'll never forget.
Because I've got to be eating them lobsters on the plane. And then that's when I just see him, literally all the blood go out of his face. And now
we were going to eat dinner.
He said, we've got a problem. I canceled the meal.
Well, we had dinner.
I'm like, well, the meal came with it. Like it's a package deal. Like for a lot of money. It's just, and you, to save the lobster, to make sure that somebody else got, like, why would you make the effort to say, hey? And so
I can't wait to brag about myself later.
So I get on the plane. Well, now we're starving. Not he's not starving because he knew that.
No,
was
I was starving.
Yeah.
No, that because the food was terrible, and I'm like the whole time I'm thinking, I can't believe we don't have backup food here. Which
I thought I'd established a pretty. I mean,
no, you
out of 8 years of assistant chef, there was always backup food.
Like, there's always backup food now. Extra.
There was backup food, and so. And now let me ask you a question, Jane D. How long did I talk about that on that plane?
You're still talking about it.
However long the flight was.
No. Yeah,
and we flew back to West Monroe.
No, we flew to Nashville.
Different trip.
So we flew to Nashville, and the whole way.
I just
kept thinking up others. So now John Davis crying. He's super upset. Crying.
All right, so here's what you've learned, people. Over 8.5 years, I made Willie go into a hotel room outside once, and I canceled one lobster, and that's as bad as it got.
It really was. That was as bad. Was as bad as it got.
Hey, but
those were the funny ones.
Now it's like whenever it's like Willie orders lobster or something like that, I go so over the top just to prove a point. Like
you went over the top.
You oh, yeah.
It's past tense.
Those days are over.
Bye-bye.
It's over.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of things.
You're probably going
to
quit eating lobster
now. A couple of things.
Saturday night, Willie texted me and was like, hey, I need some flight stuff. I was like, I got you, man. I'm still pretty good.
And what
this.
I say, this is the stuff that I'll miss. So
yeah. That actually made me feel good because I fixed it, something for him, and he sent back.
Was that one complicated? Or?
Yes. Well, flights are a nightmare these days because nobody works anymore.
Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
After this to wrap up the farewell to Johnny D.
Farewell.
Okay, so here's my... I have a four verses.
We're starting this.
Yeah, segment. Let's just do it.
Yeah, let's do a whole Bible section.
All right, Psalm 42, as the deer pants for the water.
This is literally the one we did last time.
That's fine.
That's incredible.
I've got a new twist on it. So my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? All right, this is for Jane D. My tears have been my food day and night. So that's remembering those mistakes and when your tears are flowing.
Have those tears instead of lobster.
While people say to me all day long, where is your God? Now, this is what Johnny D and I have been thinking about old times. These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Where my soul... Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? But here's what David deducted. No matter what, put your hope in God, and I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. So no matter what your circumstances are, if you have tears or whatever, you put your faith in God and praise him. So Johnny D, it has been a memorable run, and thankfully we're not like...
No.
We're not mad at each other. There's nothing weird, so we're just like... doing different things.
I will say
I'm doing the same thing, but you'll be doing something.
When I went to tell Willie, I was excited, and then like because it all transpired, and I was like, okay, it's time to go do this. And I got so nervous walking into his house, and I just started like I was crying straight up telling
him. When you got out of the truck, I knew. I said, I knew. I was like, I've seen this look. JD wears it. He wears it.
Yeah, I'm an emotional guy.
So I want to know what do you think? What's your takeaway? Number one thing you learn from me in 10 years.
That you will take to the Honey Hole Tackle Shop.
Or take to anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget the lobster.
What's the life lesson? What's the
cancel the lobster. I've told this story. I'm going to look this way for this one because it might get emotional. But no, it always ended with Jesus wherever we were.
That's it.
It always ended. And I've given my testimony, if you will, a couple times at different places. And I was always a Christian, but I wasn't on that level. I wasn't you can't help but know it about Phil Robertson. He's going to talk about it. And no matter the fun we had, me and Willie and all of our friends that were along the ride with us, it always ended in a hotel room, plane, car, and something about Jesus was going down. It was sometimes arguing. Sometimes it was preaching the gospel to somebody that didn't believe. Sometimes it was just talking about, like, agreeing and being excited and planning on stuff. And so what I will miss the most is that, because at the end of the day, presidents, football, none of that matters, because one day we'll all be dead. And then all that will matter is how it ended with us, with Jesus. So that's my takeaway.
That's a good takeaway.
And hopefully I can take that to the world of fishing tackle sales.
Well, then you can make your conversations end with Jesus at the honey hole. You got a harvest right there, son.
We're going to have a lot of good talks at that little table in the honey hole.
It's the fishing business. I mean, Jesus even used the fishing business. That's where he went and recruited his
fishers
people.
Of men, me and Big Dave Owen. And I'm super excited. I'm losing a great boss, although I'll probably still do stuff for you just because I like you. And I'm getting another great boss in my dad, which is going to be super fun. And what
so
you did.
I, too, came back to work with my father
about
your age, same way. Never saw myself working with him. And then, when I was younger. And then, came back and did that. And here you go. So
it worked out.
Y'all be doing the Honey Hole podcast. And Big Dave and all the rest of the family. Y'all
Big Ralph.
There. But Ralph's
sick. Ralph don't feel good.
Play your cards right. Me and Goblin may come be a guest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you'll be at one of your locations by then. Like, you'll be doing remotes from the local. Oh, he's got plans. He's got plans. Johnny D, baby.
Honey
Johnny
Hole
D.
Tackle Shop to the moon, boys.
It was an awesome run, JD. Love you, and I'm glad still in the fold.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. We've had some
great times.
Can we be best friends forever?
I can say the same thing from this. I will say the hall, our office hall, is the volume is going to go down significantly.
Boring.
Yeah, no, it's been fun, man. It's been fun working next door to you, alongside with you.
It was all about me and Willie. We didn't get to have our moment, Martin. And
well, y'all still
well, you're still
going to
be
week.
Here.
Yeah,
right?
We can do it. Because that time during the Height of Duck Dynasty when Godwin took a picture of me with a random person and I was literally making $9 an hour at the
that
time.
That was at Daytona.
I got lots of pictures of Johnny D sleeping in this office. So,
quit it.
No, he got a little sigh in him now. Don't let if he gets bored, he goes sleep on you.
I'm just trying to be sigh, baby.
You know. Anyway, look, hey, I'm glad you're still going to be a part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll be here every
for,
week.
For 3 days a week, it's going to be quiet. But you know what? It's November, or almost November. It's going to be quiet around here anyway. It'll
That's
get
right.
cranked back up about
Everybody's
February.
Fixed to be leaving. Everybody's fixed to go on that early Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you for Valentine's kind of a deal. But thank y'all. We'll see you next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Call me later.